From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Day two of the Republican National Convention is underway in New York. Inside the hall, delegates will hear from California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and First Lady Laura Bush, among others. Outside, it's another day of protests against the Bush administration. Demonstrations have been taking place since the weekend. NPR's Margot Adler pulled a handful of protesters aside to find out what brought them to New York City.
Activists have been going from march to march. At a demonstration by a coalition emphasizing the concerns of the poor, I came across a group of drummers I had seen at every protest over 3 days. They call themselves the Rhythm Workers Union from Washington, D.C. But when I encountered them walking on 29th Street holding drums and shakers, they said their group had grown with new friends. Andy Lakin said their plans were fluid.
I've tried to remain open to spontaneous happenings that have opened up. If you're walking around on the street, you're on something that's been planned for a long time, and then you run into people who you just fall in, they come up with a drum or another instrument, and you end up, you know, going to something else.
Shawhead Booser, who's a lawyer when he's not a drummer, describes his favorite spontaneous moment.
In Washington Square Park, there was maybe 10 of us who just went on a random little stroll, and we owned Broadway for 3 or 4 blocks, and all the pedestrian traffic got the message.
Lakin, a former corporate web developer, now doing IT for a social justice organization, says he came to show solidarity with New Yorkers.
And oppose the cynical exploitation of their tragedy by the Republicans by having their convention here.
On the same street, I encounter three young people sitting on the sidewalk singing, playing guitar, and dulcimer. They were trying to raise gas money for their trip home. Leia Jimenez is 20.
We drove here from Minnesota last Saturday, just on a whim. Like, so I was talking to my friend in New York, and he's like, so you're going to go to the RNC protest, right? And I'm like, oh, right.
So I asked them what it had been like to march with a couple hundred thousand people on Sunday.
We actually missed it. We couldn't find parking.
It's a lot different than Minnesota. It's so dark here. So far, well, we've made more money than we've ever made in Minneapolis in like 10 minutes.
Brandon Anderson, who said they had so far collected $6, funded the trip with $100, even though he was laid off his job as a dishwasher at a pizza joint. St. Mark's Church in the Bowery has become the heart of the protest scene, particularly for anarchists. Activists are streaming in and out. In the graveyard of the church, the names of the dead in Iraq, U.S. soldiers, Iraqi civilians, and coalition dead, are read aloud in somber tones each evening.
James Kechadorian, Jose Cuso, Zahida Javid.
In the other courtyard, there's free food, strategy sessions take place daily, and two old-timers, veterans of scores of protests, are reconnecting old friends. Jason McGinnis, who's 48, and David Sayadovich, who's 50, have been to protests at Yucca Mountain in Nevada and in Washington, D.C. McGinnis looks a bit like an Irish Santa Claus with long, straight hair. His friend David has salt and pepper hair and is thin and tall. McGinnis jokes that he's an ex-full-time radical. He's now taking care of his dad with Alzheimer's and can't participate full-time. David has come east from Wisconsin.
I think that Bush represents an attack on imagination.
You gonna vote in this election?
If voting worked, they'd make it illegal. I voted once.
I always vote. It's a bad habit I've got, you know. I've never been able to break it, you know.
David Sayadovich and his friend Jason McGinnis, veteran activists at St. Mark's Church in the Bowery. This evening, anarchists and independent protesters plan civil disobedience and direct action events all over the city. Disruptions at Republican fundraisers, corporations, and actions in the street. In a city under tight control, the police are bracing for spontaneous and impromptu actions. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.